Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gloria Cárdenas, hablando de todo lo que está pasando con el coronavirus y cómo ella y su equipo pueden atenderle de manera remota sin ningún problema. Lo han estado haciendo por muchos años, Gloria. Now, I would like to go a little bit more deep. How is the coronavirus going to affect immigration?
Well,
let's say with the travel restriction and all this.
Yes. Okay. Things. So that's a great question. So I wanted to talk to everyone. The government, this Department of State has said for U.S. citizens, they should not travel outside the United States right now because they may be subjected to quarantine when they get to their country without notice.
Exactly.
Okay. So obviously, we can't right now travel to Italy because Italy's got a total restriction. But right now,
or Spain.
Spain, yeah. Let's say you're here on a tourist visa from Mexico, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say you're supposed to leave in a couple months, but you want to extend the time because you don't want to get on a plane to go back to Mexico because the government has said that's not a good idea to travel outside the U.S. for U.S. citizens. So it's good enough for U.S. citizens. The same risk applies to a foreign national because you don't know whether when you get to Mexico, you're going to be subject to quarantine because Mexico's now decided that they're going to, people that come from the U.S., they're going to quarantine, right? So what I'm saying is you could hire us to do extensions of visas, extensions of tourist visa, extensions of all types of visas because of the travel restrictions.
Y debido a las restricciones de para viajeros que está imponiendo el gobierno, por ejemplo, el gobierno está pidiendo de que no salgan del país porque a lo mejor se van a encontrar con una cuarentena inesperadamente en el país que están yendo de visita. Para el caso de Italia y España, que está prohibido los vuelos entre estos dos países, hay muchas restricciones ahora que están pasando en el mundo. Entonces, para aquellos que, digamos, están acá con visa de turista y que no pueden regresar a México por alguna restricción y quieren una extensión de su visa de turista, hoy es el momento de hacerlo y lo pueden hacer con Gloria Cárdenas.
So, you know, right now I looked at Mexico, right? I checked the official Mexican website, and there's been 12 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Mexico since March 12th. Right now, there isn't restrictions on people coming to Mexico. There isn't. But, you know, this is March, what is it, the 3rd, 14th today?
Yeah.
It's a different, we're going to see how it goes. Still, let's say you still could go back to Mexico, there's no problem. Maybe you don't want to board a plane because there's 100 people on the plane or 300 people on the plane and you are older and don't want to risk being sick. Like if you're over 65, that's a good reason to not want to travel outside the U.S. on a plane. Exactly. Because your risk of being infected coming into some close contact is very high. And maybe you don't want to. There's a lot of clients I have that have their parents that are coming back and forth, let's say on a green card, and they don't want to leave the country because they're not in great health. They want to stay here. Maybe they want to stay outside the U.S. Let's say you're a green card holder, right? And you are in Mexico.
Right now.
Right now. And you've been there for a month or two. And now you don't want to come back to the U.S., so you can ask the government to do an extension of, you get permission to stay out of the country as a resident for more than 6 months, for medical reasons or restrictions. So you usually have to do that because if you stay out of the country more than 6 months, they may not let you come back to the country.
Exacto.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's an application where we can submit for you.
Y pongan atención porque estos son diferentes escenarios, como el ejemplo que nos pone Gloria al final, que dice los padres que están viajando y que están yendo de México, en el caso de México, a los Estados Unidos. Hablemos de un caso de que los padres sean tengan su residencia y están en México y lógicamente nada más hay un permiso de un tiempo estipulado para estar fuera del país cuando usted es residente y que no puedan ellos venir acá o no quieran venir acá por la situación de que no quieren subirse a un avión y que sus posibilidades de infectarse sean más grandes porque son mayores de edad. Entonces, hay aplicaciones para extender este permiso de estar fuera de los Estados Unidos por más de 6 meses, como también el otro caso de que sus papás hayan venido a verlo acá con visa de turista a los Estados Unidos y hay una restricción. Actualmente, dice Gloria, no hay restricción para México, pero este mundo está cambiando, no se sabe.
Right, and they don't, maybe you're here on a tourist visa and they don't want to board the plane because the plane has 300 people, it's a new plane, and they don't want to go back to Mexico City on the plane because they could be infected and they're here on a tourist visa, so that's perfect for us to be hired to do that.
Y será el caso de que sus padres que andan con visa de turista tienen que volver a México, pero ellos no quieren subirse al avión porque ahí van 100, 200 personas y no quieren infectarse. Entonces, no quieren salir del país. Ah, hay una aplicación para extender ese permiso de la visa de turista y hay una manera como hacerlo con Gloria Cárdenas. Simplemente
sí.
Contratando a Gloria Cárdenas, ella le puede ayudar en este tipo de escenarios que se están dando debido a las situaciones que estamos viviendo. 801-656-9605, 801-656-9605. El teléfono de Gloria Cárdenas. Volveremos.